This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
First today from This Week in Agribusiness, it is not what farmers wanted to hear. Farmers who must rely on China to take a big chunk of our agriculture production. There was news this morning the Trump administration is putting together a package of anti-China measures, including tariffs on at least an annual $30 billion worth of Chinese imports to pressure Beijing to end requirements that U.S. companies transfer technology to Chinese firms. According to a White House official and people briefed on administration deliberations, the measures are the next part of an administration trade policy aimed at cutting our big trade deficit. But in agriculture, we have had for years a trade surplus. Remembering George Sinner, as many in North Dakota are this week after the passing of the former governor and longtime farmer, some of us recall interviewing George, covering him out on the agriculture beat. George Sinner was governor through some of the darkest days in North Dakota's recent history, through the agriculture depression of the 80s. In its editorial this week, the Fargo Forum newspaper said of George Sinner, "Gloom and doom were not in Sinner. The sense of disaster was a reflection of the times as the state struggled through a farm crisis and prolonged drought. The double whammy saw the state's economy and state budgets spiral downward. But the economic collapse was no more Governor Sinner's doing than the good times brought about by the oil boom were the doing of recent governors. If anything, Sinner's faith in his state was demonstrated by his commitment to compromise and consensus on visionary programs designed to ease the economic pain, programs that are still in place today." The Fargo Forum went on to say, "It's relatively easy to govern in good times. Sinner led his state through bad times. In taking on the challenge, he excelled." Mrs. Armstrong and I enjoyed immensely yesterday the company of farmers, not just farmers, master farmers. At the Illinois Prairie Farmer Master Farmer Program, I'm most appreciative to Illinois farmer Jim Rapp, who farms not far out of Princeton, Illinois, sharing with the audience the details of his farming operation and his career and introducing his family. Master Farmer Jim said, "Max, you've been farming with me for years." Now that made my day, as you can imagine. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.